Yes, what are your thoughts? Introduce yourself, please.
My name is Mintasunat Kitacha. From today, I found it like so deep. It needs a time to get everything like to do research. And also, I'm so interested with the alphabets that you did with the movement, with basic movements, also the idea that you brought. It's a new way of looking and new perspective platform, I can say that, which can be expand more and working on it more and to, you know, explore more in our environment. And it's really, I found so interested in it. Maybe in the future I will, it will be a new point of, you know, to talk about the life and also the ancient history with, as you say, with this ancient history from Greek or ancient language and how they came from Africa and also
that's
the Africanism. And it has more coatings inside it. So
Thank you.
It's interesting. Funny, I mean, it's good.
I'm very pleased you find it interesting. I'm going to take some quick comments as we pack up. You have something to say?
Look.
Oh, very good. You have the clapping. Excellent. Very good. A quick comment, please. Introduce yourself.
The first thing.
What is your name?
My name is Abu Asrat. Artist. I'm a singer. I'm a lyrics writer. Poem. Mm-hmm. And lyrics. At the same time, I'm a playwright. I'm graduated from MIT in theater arts, mm-hmm. and I'm working in this cultural center. But even in the world, the secret of poorness is lack of idea. You got a beautiful idea, a strong idea. Even we are Ethiopians, our language is part of our culture. Our feelings are part of our language, but we didn't make any research. You get it? How can it be? I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
So,
I don't have words. I don't have words. So try. By the way, I don't have a question. Do you have such experience in other countries' language, or you had research in only Ethiopia?
Well, this is the reason we came to the Fidel, because it's the only African script that is used by the country as a national script. There is not another African country that uses their own script as their national language. Most have used the English letters or the Arabic, and those things are not indigenous to the continent.
But you are doing the Amharic.
That's right. But
the Amharic letters.
The Amharic letters, for us, it's Pan-African. So even when we travel to other countries, we will write those languages. If it's Ghana, if it's Uganda, if it's South Africa, we'll introduce the Fidel there to write those languages because it's the best script, Pan-Africa. We're trying to encourage the Pan-African language. This is the whole thing because it has all the utility. The signing, now with us, it's more the numbers. And the drumming, you have a musical way with it, you have a hand-signed way with it, you can write it, you can say it. There isn't another script that holds this heritage and the gutters to it as well, classic heritage. It doesn't exist in another place. That is why we're here. That's why we're using it. It's not just, we just love Ethiopia, we do, but it's not just this. It is because the script has a powerful utility, and that utility is for Pan-Africa.
Please make it universal.
Well, this is why we're here. This is why we're in the university. We're hoping that the university will work with us and, you know, make special projects so we can build this. Let me just catch this gentleman before he goes and catch a word.
Okay.
Just very quickly.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. Please introduce yourself and tell us how you found our presentation.
My name is Ash. Ash. And then I like your presentation, especially your just Toragus and our... words by many mechanisms. You use many actions just to learn about mathematics and then how we use mathematics and within with some materials. generally, I like learning. I learn more things from you, and I appreciate it. I would like just to advise you to more to make this to increase, such like things, and to teach many. It's not like 3-4 people. If you make it wide, the people may learn, especially in mathematics. I myself am the one who dislike mathematics, so I love noting. So after this, I would like just I'm sure I'll be one of them who loves mathematics. So
okay, excellent.
So I like it. I appreciate you.
Exist and exist. Introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, today just I see about your students, and I'm very, very happy about mathematics, about Gi's language, and about everything. I don't know what to tell you, you know. I'm very happy.
What makes you very happy?
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. You must to building your memories, to practice our American very big. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Blessing.
Give thanks exist to me.
My name is Ababa. I found the stuff you did very high science and very interesting, and I thought you are very intriguing with the whole group. And I would like to know more about your school, because it looks like my kids love it. So in the sign language part, really, the part where you say like it has to be learned by everybody, I agree with that idea. And I hope we have some kind of relationship so that I can teach my kids about my own culture through you, and
that's
I appreciate
nice.
You.
Thank you
that's
very,
very
much.
Good. Good job.
Thanks.
I was
Thank
impressed.
You very much.
Very high science though.
Gifted.
Very complicated.
Well,
but I kind of got when you explained the whole thing, and what you said about math, I thought I was not a math person, but you did that thing. I got it. So. I must be that.
You are. Well, this is it. This was the thing that everybody at the beginning said. No one said they were a mathematician.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, you should have to see math in a different way.
Right.
That is our practice. If the whole nation is able to see math in a different way,
right.
There won't be this frustration.
No, not at
many
all.
Many people and have I'm, it. Many are frustrated
yeah,
by it.
And
everywhere.
I really want my kids to have the same kind of understanding, really. Because, you know, in a way, it's kind of like a spoon feeding kind of thing. If you don't know, you can go to the softer science kind of thing. So. I like it. It's very impressive.
Good. Give thanks.
All right.
Give thanks.
Keep it up, man.
Thank you. Thank you. We will.
Okay.
Let me
show you something.
Okay.
Before
so,
you finish.
So
one moment.
We give you this tomorrow after we finish. Cause
yeah, you can do that. Reflect upon it. Then that's fine. That's very fine.
Okay.
Give thanks.
All right.
That's very nice.
Okay.
I hope you find Ethiopia very nice as well.
We love it. We
yeah.
love it. We've been doing a lot of touring. We've been to Lalibela.
Oh, really?
We've been to
I
Bahada.
Been.
Oh, it's very lovely.
Oh,
we have we've been there. We've been to Zukwala Abo.
Really?
These ones we went up to the top.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. That's very nice.
It's very nice.
Are you staying for New
Year? Yes.
Cool.
We are all staying
for
that. I'm staying a bit longer, but they are staying up until the 14th.
Cool. So are they your kids?
They're members of the school.
It is very
Mali.
Impressive how disciplined they are.
Well,
it is very good.
That's
Give thanks.
Really.
Give thanks. You know, there's more. But it's not easy to get here. It's the challenge.
Very expensive, right?
And as part of our principle, when it comes to this graduation, we have to travel out. The first one of this graduation, the SAR, we call it, we did it in Jamaica. So the students in England had to travel to Jamaica. And we did similar things. We went to the highest mountain in Jamaica. We toured around and saw various cultural things there. It's the same thing. We have, for this graduation, we have to travel out. We don't do it in England like this. So there's more, but it's not easy to get here.
Okay.
So even the ones that have some standard,
yeah.
But yeah, it's challenging.
I can see what you're doing though. Like this is a good thing, and how disciplined they are, and how they can meditate, the postures, and those things are very impossible to me. They're doing it, and you know, it's kind of
inspiration.
I was inspired, really.
Yeah, thanks.
It's
yeah, thanks.
Good.
Well, our intention, this is why we're here. We want to form a relationship with the university and make it permanent, so that we can have many schools. People can become teachers, set up institutions with
right.
it. This is the idea.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm trying to encourage them. I'll make sure they get to hear the feedback so that they can form the collaboration in the right way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we all have, you know, he do a lot of community work, and we all will, you know, spread the word, and then, you know, trying to, you know, bring you back here.
Give thanks.
Without a lot of, a money to spend. So
give thanks.
We'll keep in touch.
Definitely. Yeah. We welcome that. We welcome that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Team on the team.
Well, Hashima, thank you very much for attending our second day of our international graduation event. It's been very special to have you present. Please introduce yourselves and we can get from there how you found the event.
My name is Mintasinot Gitacho. I am contemporary dancer and teacher, also choreographer. I have been working this profession for the last 15 years, and my start from is circus staff, gymnastic and acrobat, and I joined to a privatized theater company, and you know, from that point I became a freelance artist actually. So I saw, like, I have been here yesterday here, and today also I saw the performance, and it's actually has a very wide concept in this performance. That's what I saw, because it's connected with nature, it's connected with culture, and the two items which is like coming from building this civilization of this world, and it's connected with massive pointers. So as I told you, like, yesterday, it's a very good element, like, that could be expand more and work on it, and to teach the community and also to change our life in the future. And I really appreciate them that you came from abroad and you gave us and with us to see this production. So keep it up.
Good, thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay, yes. Okay, I'm Ephraim Siyum. I'm a poet and a writer, and I'm a columnist. Already, I'm a full-time writer. This is who am I, certainly. After me, what you do here, and I read your ideas of time and space. You know, time and space is not new by ideas, but it's a deep and a so built idea. But what I understand is, with contemporary dance, you make just to translate or to describe what time, what space is, if that describes it, if that describes. But and I want to know what, why you prefer that contemporary dance to explain time and space, and if I know it, it's too clear. If you can to clear it, and I want to learn it, but the idea is so nice, and I read the paper and I like it, as I told you, Moni. So it's really nice. As a poet, and it's different, and it is interesting to know and to have it.
Okay, I will address your question in a moment. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Yilma. I'm a natural scientist. I work in conservation. I've been working on birds for a number of years. And when you first contacted me, I think, was that about 4 years ago? I love the idea, because the whole thing has its roots in nature, in culture, tradition. But then I think beyond that, the idea of respect, I mean, the thing about respect, you cannot respect someone else unless you have respect for your own self. And I think the idea of Hashima, and I mean, having respect for somebody else goes beyond, I mean, what we think in terms of, I mean, caring for each other. It has spiritual roots. It has spiritual roots. And I think I love also the way you've presented. It was a very short time which I was able to be here, but I've seen drums. I love drums. And then there was a lot of African culture, tradition in the whole thing, the dances. And I mean, the way you are dancing reminded me of the crane, because cranes do all that kind of, you know, the wing thing, and they, I mean, they dance, and the dance is very, very graceful. It's elegant, and I mean, they try to sort of use that dance to create a territory for their own self and their children, but then they have respect also for other groups when doing that, because in your dance I saw there was some sort of martial art in it, but I think beyond that, you are not hurting each other. You know, you're just, it was a very flowing sort of art where there was a lot of congruence and there was a lot of respect for your neighbor. And I think through all that, you are trying to show that, you know, all the principles of what you're trying to teach or trying to translate into other people's minds. And I think through that, I think having respect for yourself, you respect someone else. It means actually you respect the world and the universe, you know, at large. You know, the biggest problems that we have now is that there's no respect, there's no dignity. And, you know, it has become a very materialistic world. But I think from what I've seen in a very short space of time, and I think even beyond that, having read some of your papers and even gone to your website, the whole idea of trying to pass on knowledge about self-respect goes beyond your own self. And it means respecting the larger self, you know, the large self, you know, the big S. You know, I'd like to speak about a small S and the big S. The big S is something which we see everywhere. And once you know that, you respect yourself, you respect your neighbor, you respect your community, you know, you respect nations and governments, and, you know, and then you actually acquire, you know, you actually carve an identity for yourself within that when you have that respect. And I think from what I've seen, you know, each one of us, even though we are billions, you know, we have a certain space in this world and beyond that within this universe. And I think I've learned a lot, but I think coming here has actually galvanized my thoughts, you know, and so actually I've seen it, and I've been able to confirm my beliefs that this is a very good way of teaching children in our society into knowing your roots and what you can become. So this is a great way to do it. It's very practical, and that's what I love about it. And like, you know, it's not like a teaching thing where there's a teacher in front of you and, you know, he's blurting out a lot of words to you, but it's actually oriented. All the dances and all the things that actually, you know, gets people's minds, you know, from the beginning to the end. Whether you're on stage or you're an audience, you'll be caught in, you know.
Well, this is it.
So I think it's been a great time. I wish I were here yesterday. I've not been able to make it, but I'm sure there will be other opportunities.
Yes,
so thank you so much, Ashton.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
That is very excellent. Thank you all for your commentary. Just to address the points that you asked about why we use the dance like this. Dance is part of a broader range of cultural arts, and so our principle of unified knowledge is to look at is the unity of art and science, the unity of art and math, which is underpinning the sciences and nature. This is why we bring it together in this way. Dance takes on all the sciences, and as you've just mentioned, the fact is the artist has to become the embodiment of the principle. So it is one thing to observe the show and enjoy it, and audiences do find inspiration through the way we put it together and the way we express it. But then for the artist actually becoming and practicing to become, that is the higher element of the learning. And so we are proposing that a much broader range of study can be done like this.
Sorry, are the dancers well understand about the ideas of the children?
Well, this has been the study. For them to come here to do this, they have spent at least a year going through the curricula.
What I mean is, if they understand what the idea is, they can dance good.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I see some compared to when they just dance, you know. Maybe they are kids, you know, maybe they forgot what you emphasize them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they understand deeply, it is a great issue, you know.
Yes.
The idea is so hard. Hard means it's really interesting and deep and bulky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not simple talking about time and space.
Mm-hmm.
So if they understand well,
yes,
they can explain what they felt, not what you emphasized them.
Okay,
you know,
okay,
that's
you're
what
right.
I want to see.
You're very right, you're very right. And yesterday we had more of a reasoning. We had movements as well, we demonstrated movements, but we had more of a reason so ones could hear what they actually are thinking about what they've been studying, like this, their own expression upon what they've been learning. It's a very good point.
And my question is, the paper talks about the time and space,
yes.
And it goes with it starts from habit, and it tells about time and space,
mm-hmm.
And it goes to respect. Sometimes there is some paradox about respect and talking about time and space.
How do you see the paradox?
The paradox is talking about time and space is far talking about respect. So how do you combine respect and space and time?
Well,
and the motto is hush in mind.
That's right. Okay. Well, in order for you to know space, there are a number of things that are reasoned through the story. And one should be respectful to these qualities in order to come to know them. For example, we talk about time and events. To know time is to know events. Time is a specific point or period of a natural rhythm. So you should have to respect points or periods of natural rhythms. Like the other day, at a given place, when the sun is appearing to rise, that is a point people consider as the start of the day. People respect this. So if you didn't respect it, then you wouldn't have as much appreciation of time. And if you don't appreciate the cyclical nature of the day, this is the respect comes into this. You have to have high respect in order to be conscious of the point of where to put your consciousness, where to put your thinking, to master the thing, be creative with it, or to share it. Like if you're doing dance, you have to be respectful to the spaces between ones, the energy between ones. If you're not respectful of it, then the underneath is not clear. And that's practice, we have to practice that. So the dance is a form to practice it. That's a very important element of the dance. And as you see ones at various stages of experience, ones are learning this. It is, to answer your point about the levels of expression, the various levels of expression, it is the essence of the seed. So you, at a point, with the seed, you don't see the flower, you see the seed. But the seed carries all of the quality, all of the plant. So this now is the formation of the seed. And at various points, ones express more blossoming of that.
Okay, my last question is, what it makes unique or different from the philosophy of existentialism and from the philosophy of the Indian philosophy, you know, yogis or Tai Chi philosophy? You know, it's related with that, so what it makes unique?
Okay, well, I won't claim it to be different because actually those things are rooted into Kemetic culture, ancient Egyptian culture. So those ones, much of the world, have learnt from ancient Africa. What we are doing is celebrating ancient Africa. So there will be some similarity, not because it's copied from the Hinduism or Buddhism or anything like this, but because all of those things have a common African root. And we are highlighting the African root. The essence of that root still lives all over the continent. That's why we're Pan-African, that's why we can, when we travel, we do this in the Caribbean. This is, I should have said at the beginning, this is our second international SAAH graduation event. And our first one was done in Jamaica. When we did this presentation, we did the same story and the same curricula was expressed to local people in an area of the Jamaica, which is in the Caribbean.
Is it related with Sufi philosophy? You know, there was a ritual, like
no.
They're dancing like this, you know, but they are so fast, you know, when they dance in Egypt, like some Moroccan country used to be for now.
I would say to you, there is relationship. Like there is relationship, but not in the way of cloning it. There's relationship in the sense that humans find power in these kinds of expressions. They find power in that circling. Yeah, it's part of the bird dance. Now, we will know, if you study the crane, it has a movement which is a spiraling form. Birds have spiraling form, and that spiraling form allows them to use the wind power to rise up. Instead of using their own physical work, they harness nature to rise up very high and then to glide. So these spiraling principles, we see them as patterns in nature. Humans find joy in it. That particular spinning is very important in dance because it frees the mind a certain way, and then you can come more into the dance expression. But you have to practice it so you can still keep the center. So now in a conversation they have had in the learning is to learn about rotation, a math idea whereby the center is important, the direction of turning is important, and the distance you travel is important. Ones have studied these things in that way. So when they're spinning, it's different from just spinning. They're spinning with a seed of consciousness about the clear math of it, like this. And that is the richest place, because everyone can spin, but not everyone can be clear about the math of it. And it should be taught that way, so it's experienced. Then it comes together. As you perfect it physically, you're also perfecting it in other realms. Like this. This is our idea, experiential learning.
Can I say something about this respect and my way of understanding, you know, respect and then there's space and time. But, you know, I feel that, you know, each one of us here, we know that we have some roots way behind. And I think this school or this unified school of knowledge actually, in one way we have space and time here, and we have respect here. We are actually, the respect comes in which says you have a position, you have a place, and then you're not greater than your ancestors actually, because what you have now, you know, everything of it in terms of tradition, in terms of knowledge, consciousness, I mean, you know, it's not like you're making. It's not you're making. You are made up of, and I mean, a lot of things. You know, I mean, environmental. It could be genetic, and you know, social and everything. I mean, and so I mean, when we talk about Ashtamari, or about or myself, we have a lot of things which are attached to us. And in fact, if we are to know, you know, time and space in our own realm, we have to have respect for our past as well, and what will come. So I think in that sense, it can have a greater bearing on each one of us. So I mean, respect to your friend, respect to your community in terms of the time and space where you are standing at the moment, and towards where you're going to. That's what I feel.
A very good point.
So I don't know.
Very good point. I mean, on that point, now the ones who've been before, we reason this as part of the reasoning about community. In our warrior idea, the Tawagi Asar, it speaks of the self of the warrior and the self of the community being one. So then we go into, yesterday for example, we go into what we mean by each word. Community takes on the broadness, the allness in that way. And so directly in our philosophy is a statement of oneness and study of that oneness like this. It's very important for young people to realize that their community is not just what they see in front of them, but they are a representation of ones that have come before. And, you know, and the interconnectedness. This is why I'm very appreciative of yourselves. As you see through the reasoning, each one here has a special insight, very, very relevant to what we're doing. And this is why we've come here. It's important for ones to go through certain challenges, which we have a number of challenges on this journey, and to rise up in it. Then in reflection, in relaxation, that the real illumination comes from these places.
Okay,
thank you so much. Thank you. Well done. Completed our today's of presentations. very interested at this point, already hot on the point, to hear from you, allow you to speak and share your feelings about what's been happening over the last 2 days, especially today.
Today was a good experience. The story is it's a beautiful story, it's a really happy story. I always enjoyed it. I'm performing it. It was just so amazing. And I just love interpreting the story in my own way. I'm not but the story got into it, and I just enjoy every minute of it. It was just great.
I could see you were in it. I could see you were in the zone with the thing, Hashima.
I did like performing the story, because you get to do a lot of things that you would like to do in it, and to give your own ideas and then put it into reality.
Good.
The story was fun, and it was. I like when the friends gossip and sharing the experiences with other people.
Not you.
Like for graduation, it was quite fun. Even the story was fun.
Okay, good. I'm glad you found it fun. I'm interested to hear what you feel you have learned in this process. Performing the story is an element of it, but you know that it's been a lot of preparation, a lot of learning around the points. So what have you learned in actually doing this now?
Haven't been feeling 100%. And regardless of how you feel, you know you've got to do something. It's very, very important. You push that to the back of your mind, and it's like, it's mind over matter. You just go ahead and you do what you need to do. And it has taught me that, you know, nothing can stop anything. It's just our perception of something. So if we want to do something, we just go ahead and do it.
That's a great learning.
It's nice to show what you know to other people, especially when you go to different countries. That we can say, set up an organisation, we are part of setting up. And we've done the principle of Tijara, which is teach and share. So we've taught and shared what we knew to the audience.
That's right. Good point. When you said about hurting, what do you mean?
Like when you're crossing the bridge, it hurts you a little, but you keep going on.
What did you realise about that going on and crossing the bridge then?
I'm discovering it. Like if it's a cheer.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay. One final point or question. You have now heard from people who have witnessed the performance and our presentations, and this is something I find this to be very important for us to hear from others who have not seen it before or to the depth that we practice it, to hear from them how they feel about what they're seeing, what they're experiencing. What do you think about the way the local Ethiopian people have responded to what you have done? What do you think about the feedback and the comments that you've heard from people who have witnessed our presentation?
Well, I'm happy that we found it good, and then hopefully they might come to other graduations, maybe.
Okay, good. I think they're very interested. The ones have shown interest in taking up the learning like this and establishing the practice.
Yeah, it's like opening up a whole new world to them about learning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it's something that is natural,
mm-hmm.
but they've never, but it hasn't been in the forefront. And it's so obvious, you know,
that's right.
They can't understand why it has been out there from the beginning.
That's right. It's exactly like this.
Yes.
And at that very same time, ones are very clear that it's refreshingly new.
Yeah.
Although it is natural in certain ways, it's quite obvious and reasonable. But it still is very new, and it's being received with great welcome.
Yeah.
I get a lot of commentary from ones, detailed commentary, which is recorded, and it's very good. So I'm hoping very much that the university will continue this support that they've given to us, and we can continue to support them.
Well, the thing that this learning, it's not something that is separate from us. It's a part of us, and it's just to embrace it and take it forward.
That's right. On that note, give thanks. Yetawagi Salamta.
Exhumas again. Ashima Tawagi Asa.
Ashima.